بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أبا المنذر أتدري أي آية من كتاب الله معك أعظم؟ قلت الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. فضرب في صدري وقال ليهلك العلم أبا المنذر. رواه مسلم. This chapter we are dealing with as to certain verses or surahs of the Quran which have a special khususiyat or a special significance or auspiciousness attached to it. Like that, we see this theme exhibiting itself in every aspect of our lives. For example, if you had to ask yourself the question, during the 7 days of the week, is there any one day that is given auspiciousness or special merit? Then obviously the answer to that would be the day of Jumu'ah. Likewise, amongst the nights of the year, is there any night that has a special auspiciousness that causes it to supersede or to stand out amongst all the other nights? Then to that also the Quran tells us, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 nights. Likewise, amongst the months of the year, is there any auspicious month? That is without doubt the Mubarak and the blessed month of Ramadan. Amongst the revealed books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is there any book that stands out? And that is the Quran. And likewise, in the Quran, as we see in this hadith, if the question had to be asked, that like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam posed the question to Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the standout sahaba, one of the standout among sahaba when it came to the special knowledge of the Quran, and being blessed with a deep and intellectual understanding of the Quran, with love, with affection, Ya Abul Mundhir, his kuniyat, his agronym is used, and the question is put, Atadri ayyu ayatin min kitabillahi ma'aka a'zam? Do you know which is the most auspicious? A'zam, different translations we can give to this, auspicious, notable, greatest, august. Which is the most auspicious ayat in the entire Quran? As we dealt with yesterday, the adab and etiquette that was employed by the sahabi, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeated the question. In some riwayats it comes repeated it more than once. Each time he would say, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam, until finally he responded. From this we learn one important etiquette, that when a teacher is teaching, and there is, it is not against Sunnah or against Sharia to repeat the same question over and over again if the answer is not given the first time. Like we see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than one time ask this question, Ayyu ayatin min kitabillahi ma'aka adham? Finally, Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu responds to this question and he says that, Ya Rasulullah, it is Ayatul Kursi. In other words, Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. What is the response or reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Again here, we have to appreciate the nuances that are found in Arabic expression to truly appreciate the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَضَرَبَ فِي صَدْرِي, says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, placed his hand on my chest. ضَرَبَ actually means struck me on my chest. In other words, became excited, so happy. And this is an indication of the love of the teacher for his student. When the student has excelled or exceeded expectations, this is what gives himmat and courage to the student, when the teacher openly displays his happiness over the progress of the student. Daraba fi sadri. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became very happy. Placed his hand on the chest of Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and said, لِيَهْنِكَ الْعِلْمِ أَبَا الْمُنْذِرِ لِيَهْنِكَ الْعِلْمِ, may you benefit, Mubarak to you, closest translation to this expression, Mubarak, blessed, blessed for you, Mubarak to you, the knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you. In other words, this is a clear, clear expression of approval and a seal of authority of nubuwwat being placed upon the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu the truly exceptional understanding of the Quran. Because out of all the verses, we find in that expression of the question, أَيُّ آيَةٍ مِّن كِتَابِ اللَّهِ مَعَكَ, in other words, this acknowledges that Ubay bin Ka'b had great knowledge of the Quran, had studied the whole Quran. So from all that, he immediately highlights, understands this perception that of all the verses in the Quran, this is the most august, this is the most special, this is Adamu ayatin fil Quran, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, liyahnika al-ilm abal mundir, may your knowledge truly benefit you, Mubarak to you, the knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. And in one narration it comes, وَزَادَ بَعْدَ قَوْلِهِ, after this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنَّ لَهَا لِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ تُقَدِّسُ الْمَلِكِ عِنْدَ سَاقِ الْعَرْشِ. But I take an oath upon that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ayat, in other words, Ayatul Kursi, has a tongue and has two lips, and it is engaged in the taqdis, in the praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right at the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, what raises or elevates Ayatul Kursi, where it is referred to as the greatest verse in the Quran, is that this verse expounds the important themes of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beautiful names and the sifat and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has an exceptionally splendid style of explaining the supreme power and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before we delve upon that a little bit, this reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَضَرَبَ فِي صَدْرِي, struck me on my chest and said, Mubarak to you, the knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with, you are truly a vessel of knowledge. This is great praise. So ulama say, when a teacher has to praise a student, or you have to praise somebody, as long as as long as in your heart you are certain that this will not lead to pride in the heart of that person, then from a shari'i perspective also there's nothing wrong with that. To praise one student or to praise somebody in acknowledging some deeni achievement. Because what this was, the deeni achievement of the knowledge of Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now if you come back to Ayatul Kursi, we have to create... One is, we create a bond and a link and association with the Qur'an. In the Qur'an, the greatest verse is Ayatul Kursi. So this should be part of our daily wird. This should be not just reading Ayatul Kursi, but with its meaning. There are certain verses in the Qur'an, if you're not going to study the whole Qur'an, at least a few verses, or a few surahs, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falaq, Surah Zuminas, etc., that Surah Fatiha, which we should learn with the meaning and try and ponder over it when we read it, and read it regularly. For example, if you look at Ayatul Kursi, ulama say that Allah's name, Allah's sifat, Allah's attributes, pronouns referring back to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to Allah ta'ala himself, They say different interpretations we get. Some say 16, some say 17, some say 21 times. Allah Ta'ala is referred to in this one ayat. This is what actually would befuddle, and this is what would bamboozle the people of that time. The eloquence of the Quran, the balaghat of the Quran. How is it in one verse? In one verse, this concept over and over and over again in such a beautiful manner being presented. For example, Allahu, one, Allah's name. La ilaha, no deity, ilah, second time. Illahu, third time. Allahu, ilah, and who. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Al-hay, fourth time. Al-qayyum, fifth time. La ta'khudhuhu, referring back to Allah Ta'ala, sixth time. Sinatu wa la nawm. Lahu, seventh time. Ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Man dhalladhi yashfa'u indahu, eighth time. Illa bi idhnihi, ninth. Ya'lamu, in ya'lamu, the file, the one that is doing the action of ilm, Allah Ta'ala, 10th time. Ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ 11th time. إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ شَاءَ again, 12th time. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ 13th time. السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ 14th. حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ referring to Allah Ta'ala 15th time. Al-Ali, the sifat and attribute of Allah 16th time. Al-Azim 17 times. 17 times Allah's name, pronouns, verbs referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reverberates throughout this one ayat of the Quran. This is such an ayat. Its majesty, its beauty, its splendid nature, this even the kuffar, even the kafir attest to it. What I am referring to is the next hadith. It's a lengthy hadith wherein an incident occurs involving Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where beautifully Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches Abu Huraira and then the ummah the fact that even a kafir attests to the speciality and the power that is contained in Ayatul Kursi. This is a very, very powerful means of protection. Not only is it a means of protection, it is a means, we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I mentioned, to create this affinity, this link, this attachment with Ayatul Kursi, not just to read it, ponder over it. Imagine in one ayat you are, If you are pondering over the meaning, in one ayat you are making Allah's zikr 17 times. You are affirming the sifat, the jamal, the attributes, the grandeur, the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 17 times in one verse. So, if you have to just touch lightly upon the translation of it, obviously we'll run out of time. Shall I continue?